You know, I felt real prepared for the game, so I was able to just go off of instinct and not be thinking. You know, I was able to look down and see the defense, recognize the defense, and recognize my protections and do what I was supposed to do. I felt real prepared. So he fell a step quicker. You know, he had me a step ahead of the rest of the people.
This system has, you know, made a lot of people who knew and knew into stars, you know, over the years. What is it about the system that...
You know, they say it's the system. You know, obviously when you're going to run the ball, you're going to try to run the ball more than you would pass the ball or try to be balanced as offense. I mean, I'm pretty sure they've probably been that way around the years. But, you know, the consistent thing to me from outside looking in is the coach. I mean, Coach Turner's been here throughout every last one of those running backs. I mean, he's just got a gift the way he coaches. You know, I'm not so sure if he gets enough credit for that, but, you know, I came in off the street. And, like I just said now, I was a step quicker and felt well prepared. So, you know, that may be the edge. You know, Bobby Turner and Mr. Shanahan working together in the backfield. I mean, it's amazing.
Seems like you made the most of your opportunity tonight. Kind of made your claim for the second string running back line, Travis.
Yeah, you know, I talked about having fun, and that was the one thing I wanted to come out here to do, and was have fun. And I felt like I had fun today. The game came to me, you know, I felt a little quick. I felt good. You know, just like any other back, I got to work on my conditioning, be better at my pass protection, you know, be a little stronger there. You know, there's a lot of things I come away from the game looking at that I could do or just think about to help myself more so in the future. But, you know, I felt like the guys played hard today. The offensive line was just spectacular. It was going to be fun running behind those guys.
They come out of a big college program. What was one of the major differences from the pro game to college game?
You know, as I got going, my blood started flowing. I kind of, you know, got in a comfort zone as if I wasn't back in the backfield in college. You know, I felt like, you know, regardless of what level it is, how you playing, if you playing at that high level, I felt like I was playing at a high level mentally and physically moving. So I felt like I was well prepared for this game, but it did remind me a lot of some of the big games at Texas.
What does this do for your confidence, a young guy like you?
My confidence is always there. What this does is just allows me to feel good about myself, about how hard I've been working and preparing myself to come and play, learning the plays, learning the playbook. You know, the little things that I talked about early on in camp, you know, starting to show. And, you know, I feel good that I'm taking it slow and taking one step at a time and, you know, trying to be humble about the process. You know, I understand what it is ahead of me, and, you know, I'm a piece of the puzzle, and hopefully I'm sharpening my pieces, my edges.
So when you watch Cecil run so well, then you get your chances at a little bit of competition in you. You want to do well, too, after watching him?
Right. Cecil was hitting it just like, I mean, a pro, you know, and the way he was getting downhill with his pass slow and the pass protecting, and I mean, Cecil did a heck of a job. I mean, he gave me all the confidence in the world that I had to go in and continue that same solid play from my position, and, you know, I felt like I was able to do that, and I did it.
How important is it for you, you know, a young guy trying to claim a spot on the team, to put together a big performance like that?
It's very important. You know, I'm a free agent. I came in, you know, off the street basically, and I can be back on there any day. So, you know, depends on how hard I lock in and focus. And, you know, and I mean, I'm a type of player, I got a lot of heart. So, you know, once all the physical stuff go out the window, you know, I feel like I'll still be one of the last guys standing because, you know, I feel like I got heart. So I put that along with my talents and along with the great coaching over here. I feel like it's going to be great in the future.
Selvin, did that motivate you not being drafted?
Yes, it did a lot, you know. As I look around and see a lot of the guys, you know, a lot of people slept on me because of the injuries in the past, but, you know, a lot of people dealt different cards. You know, I look at my cards and I'm going to play them, I'm going to hide them and bluff them the same way everybody else is. So, you know, I feel like once I lay down at the end of the table with my cards, they're going to be great.
But because every game for you in college was a big game, a big rival, you know, whether it's a championship game or not, can you kind of compare that to what happened to you tonight?
Yeah, you can. You know, Mac over at Texas, I always talk about, you know, playing at a high level, playing smart, and playing fast. And, you know, I talked about, you know, coaching similarities in those two, Mac and Mr. Shanahan. It reminds me a lot of players' coaches, you know, allow their players to do what they do, but at the same time, you be prepared to go and play the game. If not, you won't be here. You know, and that's basically all I need to understand. You know, you come to work every day, you perform, you know, you can hang around, and if you don't, you know, you're going to be packing up. So, you know, I want to stay and I want to play football. That's my dream. That's what I want to do, and I'm going to have fun doing it.